Susan Song went out job hunting for the first time recently. She put together her resume, and it was sparse.
My high school GPA, where I graduated from, what I did, like clubs, involvement, volunteering, no job experience whatsoever.
Susan worried her lack of experience would make it tough for her to find a job. The unemployment rate for teens in Washington state is more than 5% above the national average. Republican State Senator Michael Baumgartner of Spokane wants to change that. He's sponsoring a bill that would give employers the option of paying the federal minimum wage to teens working in the summer. Baumgartner told me the state's high minimum wage hurts teens who really want to work.
We make it too tough to put people to work in this state. I mean, we can't just think about how the high-tech industry and the aerospace industry in our state and about agriculture. We have to think about how do we get teenagers into the labor force and give them the job skills they need to advance.
Why do you think a training wage would actually help reduce teen unemployment?
Well, I hear from constituents and employers quite frequently that they've dropped the number of job offerings that they've had for teens, particularly in summer months. I have manufacturers in the Spokane area. They used to like to help teens get jobs in the summer to both good for their business, but also sort of a community service activity. But with all the increase in cost via the highest minimum wage in the country and increased regulatory burden on paperwork and those things, it's just not worth it. So I think if you talk to any parent, they'd rather have kids out working and learning job skills than sitting on the couch playing Nintendo.
I'm with Republican Senator Michael Baumgartner, and we're talking about his proposal for a training wage, which would be below the minimum wage that we currently have at the state. Senator, we spoke with a cafe owner in our area who told us that a training wage is just an excuse to pay people lower wages. And he says paying above minimum wage, even for young workers, is a better long-term investment. Why do you think that a training wage is good for a business owner's bottom line?
Yeah, I don't think this is, the focus this isn't in somebody in a cafe in the Seattle area. What we're really talking about is manufacturers and the trades in those areas where someone can really learn a skill. And, it's just basic economics 101. The highest minimum wage in the country makes it tougher for people to get into labor force. And if you don't have the opportunity to learn those valuable skills as a teenager, that really built our country and made this, Washington State such a great place to live, that, we have entire generations lose this opportunity. So, folks that think that increasing the highest minimum wage in the country is going to make it easier to get teens job skills are just fooling themselves.
More generally, why do you think it's important for teens to get jobs, to go to work?
Well, I think the data is overwhelmingly clear that those that find employment in a part-time capacity or during the summer before the age of 19 go on to have a much higher likelihood of being employed later on in life. When I was growing up, both me and my brothers, we all had paper routes, as kids, and we had to be on time, deliver papers. Nobody does that anymore. And it's just so hard for teens to find jobs in the summer. I hear about it all the time from my constituents. And particularly, sometimes in this state, what's good for Seattle isn't good for the rest of the state. On a border community like mine in Spokane, we have Idaho just a few miles away that has the federal minimum wage, and we've lost jobs across the border just because of the difference in wage rates. So businesses have choices and people have choices. I want people to choose to get their teens to work.
Are you seeing teenagers in your city, in your district, driving across the border for jobs?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. Actually, I had that opportunity when I was in high school because I could work at the golf course. But I haven't seen that as of yet. We're seeing general more employment. We've lost Buck Knives across the border. The Cabela's just opened in Post Falls, and then down in Pullman, Schweitzer Engineering, which is a great mid-sized manufacturer, opened in Lewiston. How much teens are actually traveling to work on those jobs, I don't know.
What kind of support do you have among your colleagues?
Well, there's a lot of discussion right now in the legislature of what should happen with the minimum wage. There's some folks that would like to increase the already highest minimum wage in the country even further, and there's some folks that, think that would just be a job killer. What I would like to see is I want to see Washington State made a more competitive place to do business. I think there might be room to do both in some limited capacity, but we can't just continue down the path of what's good for progressive downtown Seattle is going to be good for the entire state. So I'd like to have a robust discussion about how we get more people into the labor force, and that start with teens. And when I introduced the bill, I actually had a couple teenagers reach out to me and talk about how hard it was for them, the last summer. And they just want jobs. That with jobs come job skills and more employment and just a better trajectory of life.
Republican State Senator Michael Baumgartner of Spokane. University of Washington freshman Susan Song says with her sparse resume, she'd be happy with a job, even if it was below the state minimum wage.
Even a training position, even at a small business, I think it's worth it. It's an investment towards your future.
This is The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.